So, stirring my cup of tea.
Yay.
All right.
Oh, it's rose tea.
Mm-hmm. All right. I see a whole bunch of beeps and whatnot. Okay, so we're going to come back with the fact that you've gone in, you've done the PRing, you've gone ahead and you've started suggesting the plan to get them to ambush them. And then you're going to wander back towards, I want to try and convince the heroes to join me in stealing the bar stuff. Ooh, okay, all right. All right, so we're going to try a quick little attempt from Baron to get into the heroes and see if we can talk them into stealing stuff. And if that happens, we'll go that way. If that doesn't happen, we'll have it set up so that you're trying to ambush them at the restaurant. That make sense to everybody?
Yes.
All
right, so we're in the bar. We have Keek doing the PR package, trying to get attention and stealing attention away from the heroes. We have Rose talking up about the guild as a person of like interest, as a fan person, just, you know, pushing up information about the artisans to people that would listen, and is getting some pirates to pay attention, and it's pushing her words around. We have D-Rail playing bodyguard security for the bird. No one touches the bird. No one gets in the face of the bird type situation. And then Baron Gloomsong is on your third or fourth cup, and you have an idea.
Yep. I'm going to try and just, like, drunkenly stumble over to the hero table and just sort of, like, try and convince them that I'll help them steal the bard's stuff.
Okay. You walk over to the heroes table, and the two heroes look over and goes, "Ah, a fan! Hello there. What's how can I help you?"
I'll put on a voice so that I don't sound quite as like out there and posh. So I sound like a little bit more common.
Sure. Okay.
I just sort of like flag and hits the table and goes, "All right, these poncy, whatever they are, birds. I don't think they are coming to my pub, creating all this noise, making a hullabaloo about some poncy show they've got going on."
The heroes look at each other, and they think about it, and they look at each other, and they have a devious smile for a quick second. I can't understand most of it. Are you saying that to everybody in general?
No, yeah. It's just that I can't understand the dialect, so I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. But I don't care, because I'm saying my own stuff, so...
Sure.
I'm listening anyways.
Well, you're not near them. Sure. As you're making that little speech to the heroes, air quotes heroes, they look at each other and they smirk at each other. They look over and go, "Hello there, friend. Can you tell us more about this? Tell us more about what these minstrels seem to be up to? Performers are up to."
"Oh, they're promoting some stupid showcase of their talents, whatever that might be. Apparently they're going to be at the what's that shining stupid uptown nonsense bar called?"
"The Golden Scale?"
"That's the one. Apparently they're going to be doing some sort of showcase there, and apparently all their instruments are plated with gold. What a waste."
Interesting. Well there, friend. Would you be interested in teaching them a lesson, perhaps, in humility?
"What did you have in mind?"
You need to say, for the people that can't see us, that drinking is taking a big sip out of his
right
beverage.
For the radio audience at home, every other parts in this segment, Baron Gloomsong is throwing back out beverages in between. Specifically, a big gulp right before that last agreement. The heroes look over, and we're going to fast forward a little bit. They spend a couple minutes discussing with you a plan of action of how to have you infiltrate, and they're going to infiltrate in a certain way, and they're going to use their fame to get in the door. And they're going to, one of them is going to go behind stage and try to acquire the gear, and then they're going to use a sleep spell to knock out all of the performers and take all of their stuff, and then proceed to put something in the back that makes it look like a rival guild or a rival group came and broke in and tried to destroy their fame. So they're basically building a smear tactic plan to come in and just take all their gear, make it look bad, and then disappear with all of it. Or they're trying to frame one of the people as a criminal or something like that, so that makes sense that the honorable heroes would acquire this gear. Like, they go the back and forth about those couple of decision trees. They kind of ask for your opinion to, like, let you, like, throw in any words you want to make there as they spitball these plans.
Stealing their stuff right from under their noses. I like it.
And they nod. They look at you and they give you instruction on, like, they can use their fame to get in the door, and they would have you give you some, like, minor role in trying to acquire the gold and they would have all influence on trying to take the gear because they're used to, like, showing off about it. So I think they would be more along the lines of, like, having you as a lookout or having you as an agent in the crowd type situation, trying to do some PR work or something like that to help make sure that they are on the right. Little do they know. So that interaction happens. We'll fast forward that. He agrees. It's over. You go. They dismiss. They go, we'll regather tomorrow evening right before the show, so they're embarrassed before the show, something like that, or whatever.
Yeah.
At this time,
as they go, I plant another rock in both of their shoes.
They're both like, why are all these rocks coming from? And they're both like struggling to get out of go out the back door, and they're like, ugh. And they just leave in a huff of their annoyed about the rocks, and they have Bar's attention. It's much more on Keek than anybody else. And then the rest of the party regathers, and then I assume you just had to talk out what your next line of decision is.
Right. So, turns out those two blackguards are thoroughly up for the idea of stealing Bard's instruments. Their plan is to sneak backstage and steal all their things before the show starts. And then frame some other guild or one of the bards for being a criminal as to why they've had their stuff stolen. Some superfluous detail like that. Regrettably, I feel I may have to be sober for this to work.
This is where the party gets to discuss, like, making sure the next decision tree happens.
Yeah. Should I go in front of the stage to pretend I'm practicing something?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I mean, they already think I'm one of the bards, right?
Sure. Yeah. You go up on the stage and you proceed to start doing... give me a performance check.
Oh, no.
Will the fates help you? You get up there and you're lucky that the audience is pretty hammered that you don't have any of your gear on you. So you're basically are doing like a half like acoustic thing, half PR piece, half like, you know, the show will be, this is like the pre warm up to the show coming tomorrow. And the crowd's like, all right, we're intrigued. You're gathering our attention enough to check it out. The promise of cheap or free entry is also something that's getting people to double down on the whole nine yards. The two heroes look over and they look over and they smirk a bit and they think about it. Baron, you hear a whisper in your ear. One of the discs uses the sending spell send to tell you, I think we're going to frame that one. You may respond to this message. You get 15 words.
I'm going to distance myself from Keck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And like become a tail on these guys for when they leave.
Sure.
To find out, like, is it getting late enough in the day where they're gonna like knock out, or
they're at the point where they've lost the mood to party. The attention on them is blowing away. They're at the mood now where like they're just gonna go back to the boat and like sleep it off. They proceed to they leave the tavern. You're currently tailing them. They have a couple soldiers. They have a couple sailors with them that follow them along as they're more loyal than the rest of the sailor group. So you're currently doing that. The rest of the party, what are you doing?
I'm just going to wait for Keck, and just after that, we'll probably, regroup.
Okay. Gloomsong?
I, in an entirely surprising turn of events, am drinking.
Spoiler, news at 11. All right, D-Rail, you're currently on the scouting mission following them back towards the boat. What do you want that to turn into?
Oh, I thought if they went to a room in like a tavern or something, then that I don't want to approach the boat. It's got a bottleneck.
Yep.
So I'm gonna back off.
Kep, you see that you watch them go back to the docks, and you get this is where the moment of you like going You can either follow them or you pivot back. I'm assuming you're pivoting.
Yeah, pivot back because it'd be exposed as my following them.
Okay. You turn around, you come back, and as you come back, you see the rest of the party coming out of the establishment. Keek putting on a wonderful performance about coming back for tomorrow, and they need to go retire their feathers to be ready for tomorrow. Rose is meandering around with Keek, and then in a strange turn of events, Gloomsong walks out of the bar on their own power.
Walks?
Stumbles.
Yeah.
And you have a voice in the back of your head that reminds you, there's things you have to get done now.
It's just me casting message on him.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of being on two legs, and I'm going to morph into a very drunken direwolf.
inside the bar or outside the bar?
Outside the bar,
you look over, and all of a sudden there's just a giant dire wolf that can't. It's got four legs, but it can't use all four of them at the same time. And you're there's a lot of leaning.
Am I still there?
You're all of you are outside, and this is where D-Rail walks up to this and goes, huh?
So I don't want to see or to help the poor wolf. I want to try to cast Reduce on him to carry him in my arms and be like, you don't need to walk, if that's fine with you. I want to make you smaller so we can carry you.
Actually, direwolves are huge, aren't they?
Yeah, direwolves are huge.
I'd probably look Keck straight in the face. So you'd only reduce me down to the size of a normal wolf.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't carry you. You're still taller than me.
Cast the arm.
Huge. So you're still speaking drunk wolf, and you want me to make you bigger? I'll cast enlarge.
I am a huge wolf. There's a huge drunken direwolf in the middle of the green.
Can I ride you? And I flop up, I fly up, and just place myself on the back.
Have you been on a roller coaster before?
Well, Keck didn't. I do.
Okay, so if you can channel your perception to Keck, this ride is complicated because the wolf is still not sober, so it's lots of swaying, lots of left.
Not only am I swaying side to side, I also now know that I've got like a passenger, so I start going faster.
Extra hops and skips. Rose and D-Rail are like over here, like
one.
Make a strength check. So 11. You're barely holding on. You're like, aah!
Wait. When if he goes faster, I'll just let go and like fly above him.
You launch the bird. The bird is a, and then like lands back on you every so often, like every other step. It's like this weird like hopping ride that's going around as you're going down the street towards the restaurant to go meet S.
That's so much fun.
Rose and D-Rail are
and then
like
after a minute
behind you watching.
I'm cool. I think they're just goofing off the rest of the night. I'm gonna wake up in the morning and see if we about finding a trap to spring on them.
Sure, sweet, Rose.
I'm going to go shopping for some sobering ingredients for a hangover cocktail for Gloomsong in the morning.
Sweet. You proceed to go.
A Bloody Mary.
Tabasco sauce. It's a secret ingredient.
And bacon.
And bacon. Oh, bacon. Oh, I miss. Okay, all right. So you proceed to go and acquire. You go shopping. Derail proceeds to hint about ideas that he wants to shop for in case you see it, and then goes to sleep. You have a room booked from S. So goes and sleeps, waiting for the morning. We're gonna fast forward that Gloomsong and Keek are continuing to be silly and screw around and whatnot, silly activities throughout the night. Gloomsong, I assume, proceeds to drink most of the evening away.
I drink and then eventually like face plant either into a bed or onto the floor and sleep.
Okay. Roll a d20. Let's see if you make it to the bed or the floor.
That is a 11.
You make it to the floor. You're the something you're accustomed to. And Esther, anything you want to do before we end the nighttime part of the story?
Fun activities sound good.
Okay, silly stuff, talking, bantering, interaction back and forth with you when you're in wolf form or not. All right. Next morning, you wake up. Gloomsong, you are horribly hungover. There is the what you're used to. It's you never really like to think about it, but it's oof. Rose acquired a wonderful ginger tea ingredient combination for a miracle hangover cure that she has created before. Proceeds to have made such a concoction. Keek, I don't know how you feel in the morning, and Derail, I don't know how you feel in the morning. Go ahead and fill in the gaps.
I'm fine. I'm going to go to see if there's any kind of like trap that we can spring on them. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with what I can do, but I was thinking like a glue trap or a rope trap or
you can
or one of those little dyes on like the t-shirts, you know, that if you take it, it will spray.
Okay.
I'm looking for something along those lines in our local shops.
You proceed to go out and about and do some investigation, and I'll come back to you in a moment. Esser?
I can also make me invisible and the items to be stored behind the curtains. So when they're behind the curtains, I can open the curtains without them seeing me. And then everybody else will see them, that they're stealing our stuff.
Okay, sounds good. We have that line.
And I can entangle them before you open the curtains.
Okay, we have an entangle spell. We have an invisibility spell. And Derail, when you go shopping, you definitely find all three things you just mentioned in different shops. The dye place has a dye that they could sell you that can be put into a special kind of spring trapped activator. You find a net from the local weaponry / basic forge kit from any of the quartermaster stays, and the glue you find from Artisan Space that gives you the best wood carver's glue that has a very good sticking solution to it. So you have all three different combination of pieces.
All right, I'm going to pick out the dye with the spring trap.
Mm-hmm.
What colors are available?
Whatever you want.
All right, we're going to go with red.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. a bright red.
Yep.
And I think we have our plan laid out where at the right moment we'll spray them and open the gates or open the curtains and entangle them all at the same time.
Yep.
And so sure. I think that's our setup.
So you're going to go, you gather all the goods, you come back, you're all sitting down upstairs. Gloomsong is nursing the hangover with the tea from Rose. Gloomsong, for the first time in however long you want to tell me, this is probably the best morning you've ever had, specifically tied to the fact that the hangover cure you're giving you gave you that shock of clarity. And it's not clarity like awakeness, it's clarity of like removing the fog that you've been in.
Oh, hell. Oh, I've not been this sober since I was enlisted.
Jesus.
That's my special tonic for you.
It's like Back to the Future with the wake up cure. It's like you're awoken. You're up. You're ready to go. So yeah, it's the best. That's the most clarity you've ever had. And then the bartender is proceeding to already start making you a new mixed drink and ready to hand it to you. Do you take this? Do you stop them? Do you get?
I just look at my flag and sort of like a hint of like, And sort of like, no, thank you.
And they in a shocking moment look over, okay, and they proceed to make you a cup of tea. They hand you a cup of tea.
Just drinks it.
It is a very wonderful red tea.
Tastes weird, right?
God, I wish it was bitter.
Anyway, so that's happening. D-Rail comes back and starts to comes back and walks in and lets you all know that they acquired the. Would you acquire tell the group, D-Rail? How would you do?
Oh, so I got this trap that will spray them with red dye so that they are caught literally red-handed for stealing. And so I think we have our plan set up. Baron will lure them and guide them with Keck waiting to expose them while Rose will entangle them in vines and we can show that they have this. But I think our day plan then is to board the ship and get the Golden Fleece.
So I can either so the quest comes down to either A, going and reacquiring the Golden Fleece, or we can try to like persuade them to like persuade one of the soldiers to go acquire it for you type situation.
Let's make them guilty, and if everybody sees, they might believe that is also actually stolen. Like they actually will believe the soldiers that tell things.
That's actually a really cool concept, is that you have enough sailors that were willing to back you up or come out, but they needed evidence to happen first.
I like that plan.
Due to lack of time, chat, we're going to make that tweak happen, but it's not metagaming. Don't worry.
I say chat in a podcast.
Yep.
You're used to streaming.
I'm so used to streaming that podcasting is every day is another step of learning. Forever it's session zero. It doesn't matter. All right. So where I want to go with that then is that I'm going to say spend the day setting up the trap. The way I'm painting it for you, and you tell me if it's different or where you want to tweak it. But the way I think S would do it is that on the stage, there'd be a place for all a bunch of chairs and performers to set up and do their whole nine yard. And behind them would be a rope curtain. They show off all of their gear as a beginning of performance and honor for whatever. And then they pull the gear off and then they do it. So that whole curtain would be where the gear is. Des is a bard of words and a bard of images and can create shadowy images of them that would look like they're behind the thing. And those images would actually be the ink traps for each item. So when they go grab it, instead of grabbing it, their hand would grab it and they...
Yeah.
And so that takes the ink trap idea, that takes the curtain idea, and then you can have someone on the front with the quick trap idea. That's up to the group if that's a good idea to do it.
Yes.
D-Rail, how do you think about that?
Yeah, perfect. No, it's exactly what I have in mind.
Sweet. So, we'll spend the day... How do you want to spend your day getting ready for the performance?
I'm just waiting and see if I can do small, fun stuff.
Yeah, I think my day is pretty much empty other than waiting for this trap now. I maybe spend a couple of hours investigating that they are doing this, you know, like verify that they haven't backed out. But other than that, I think we just wait.
Can I walk in front of their ship and make loud noises so they see outside and they get annoyed that they need to see my face again?
You're going to do a dock tour just to go ahead and rally all the troops?
I want to bring the people in, but I also really just want to annoy them that they see me again.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll assist Keck in that plan.
Okay. So you proceed to... So you two are going to go down to the docks, and are all of you going to the docks, or just the two of you?
I will not go to the docks.
Okay.
Not going to the docks.
Okay, so you two are going to stay behind, either helping with S setting things up, or particularly angling the audience so every angle looks reasonable, where you would all be stationed, all that kind of jazz. You're doing the positions, and then the two of you, Rose and Keek, are going to go down to the docks, proceed to hype up and promote tonight's performance and the show, You're wearing your fabulous outfit, and you're walking around, and you're getting out, going to every grouping and cluster of sailors to talk about tonight's performance. And then you specifically spend an extra amount of time at the hero's ship, making sure that they are aware of your comeback tour. Anything else you want to do when you're there?
Do I see them?
Yes.
I want to put more rocks in their shoes.
Yep. They're on the dock. They're on the boat like this, cross-armed, just sit there watching. And as they're like watching every so often, they mutter to each other about a plan and like getting more annoyed. And they look over from annoyance to like sly smiling. They're looking at you like that smile, like they're going to, like, they have a dagger behind your back type of smile. And every so often they just like step away to go do something and they go, "Ah! Where are all these rocks coming from?" Rose, what are you doing?
I'm going to shapeshift into a parrot, and like
your bird friends.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride on Keck's shoulder and just repeat whatever Keck is saying.
Excellent. There's a continuous chirping and conversation piecing and PRing of your performance tonight, and your little bit of sassiness and a little bit of actor extra activity about tonight's performance by the lovely traveling guild. And you,
I give Rose every now and then a cookie. Okay.
Rose loves cookies.
Are you saying this as parrot?
Yes.
Okay.
They go great with tea.
Yes.
Yep. All right. You go ahead and you do all that. You go ahead. I say you draw a pretty good audience. You hear a whole bunch of terms. People are also very intrigued on show that has a low entry cost, almost free for people that can't go to this place. People are PR'd. We go throughout the day. The other two members of the party have set up the room with S to set up the casting, the spell, enchanting the traps, putting a space for all of you to be in, places to be. Gloomsong about halfway through the day. After Keek continues to insult or be ridiculous, you get a send spell back to you going, the plan for tonight is still on. We need you to be a lookout and to help us frame this bird.
I can do that.
Excellent. What we're going to do is right before the performance starts, we're going to make the bird disappear and proceed to acquire all the gear, and then we'll leave where the gear would be a whole bunch of the feathers and blame the bird.
That's a pretty good plan.
Excellent. So they're like, and they're that's their plan. That's what you get. They're made us at the back door to the stage, like an hour before performance. All right, skipping to performance time. Does anybody have anything they want to do between now and when performance starts?
I'm gonna head to the back and wait.
Okay. Good. Okay. Performance time, or at least an hour before performance time. The two heroes show up to the back of the restaurant, meet you at the back door type situation, and they look at you and go, "Okay, so we need to line up the right time to frame this bird person. Do you have a way for us to get into like the dressing room or the prep room that they're all getting ready in that we can try to ambush them?"
"I've got a plan. Follow me."
Okay. They follow you.
How much of an audience is there right now?
It's just like the dinner crowd. Some people are like a couple of the early birds are there already. And then but it's not a massive amount of people yet.
Cool. As I'll leave them sort of like back past the back of the stage and sort of highlight where all the stuff's gonna be kept.
Sure.
And then sort of like lead them down to wherever the dressing area is.
Okay. What is everybody else doing? You watch as Gloomsong is walking with the two heroes through the back of the areas every so often as they pop past a couple of things.
I'm probably enjoying a cup of tea at this point because tea.
Tea, sure. D-Rill?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the trap to spring the trap, so I think this is not the time, so being patient.
Okay. Keek?
I'm making myself invisible.
Okay. You get backstage. You get back down to the changing area, and whatnot. You get to the door that there would be for where the you get to the door that would be like, you know, people, performers or whatever.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I'll just like start looking around obviously they want to find Keith. So we'll just start looking around for them.
You open up the door, you pop in, you look around, and there's no one to be found.
I was trying to those. I'm like, try and act confused.
Sure.
There's no one here.
And then they look over at each other and they look around and they look at you and go, ah, we'll just wait. We will do something when the show, before the show begins. And they look at each other and go, can you do that thing? Like, I can do that thing. And they look at each other and start muttering back and forth. And they're like, they look at you and they're like, ah, and they walk off.
And so, I don't like trot after them because like see the exchange looks and just go, what was that?
Well, wait until the performance begins, and then we'll cast a sleep spell on the performer, and then we'll make something happen that makes it look like none of the other members. What we'll do is we'll let the bird come out and keep performing, and then we will cast a sleep spell on the rest of the audience, and then we'll go and take all the stuff. And then when it's all gone, we'll make it look like that she took it all.
Wait. Which one of you is going to be doing the sleep? Because I don't want to be in the way when that happens.
This is like, it's fine. I know how to aim. I know where the range is. I know how to do this.
Okay, so I'll stay out of your way.
Yes. And they walk back and they scatter themselves off to go find like good seats. And then as this is happening, people are starting to roll into the thing. And they're looking around. They're going to get ready to. So when Keith comes on the stage, they're going to try to sleep spell the room. They're going to go and take all the stuff off the wall, and then they're going to decide to try to put the feathers of Keek up on the space and make it look like Sleep knocked them all out and took all the stuff and then ran away. That is their plan. 10 minutes before performance, the room is packed. There's a bunch of people getting into chairs. There's a hall. Everything's going up. Where are your positions in a generic movie theater like layout? Where are you all in this spread out?
You know how in a theater they have like the catwalk above the stage where the lights are?
Yes.
I'll probably be there.
Yep.
I'm blocking the emergency exit from the back or the backstage exit.
Sure.
So they, because that's where I assume they were be going, and I also assume that from there I can see the trap go off.
Sure. You go ahead and do that.
I'm standing backstage next to the curtain opening thing, and I'm very confused why they're not here yet. And I get a little bit nervous because, you know, show's going to start and I'm not a performer. Well, a little bit, but not much.
Sure.
I'll be in sort of like proximity to them both, just so it's easy so that we can like shoot backstage and then shoot back out when we need to.
Sure. Alright. Time is ticking. It gets to performance time. The crowd's starting to mutter. The energy in the room is getting louder. People are waiting and waiting and waiting for the guild to start. Keek, what do you do? Nothing.
Well, since they didn't show up, I'm gonna stop being invisible, and I'll shyly come up front and be like, "Please excuse. There have been some technical issues. We'll start soon."
Okay.
All right. While Keek is doing that, I'm going to run and find S and see if we can get him just to, you know, be a hype man for the show.
Sure.
And build it up to buy us more time.
Okay.
And maybe make the excuse that the performers are running a few minutes late and, you know, he's got to stall for time.
Sure. As you do this, you go over and you run off to go find S, and S you go upstairs, you find S, you grab S. S proceeds to start talking to the audience and starts PRing about how the show will go on in a moment. There's a complication going on backstage, you know, performers, the whole nine yards. And like halfway through his sentence, he starts getting really slurry. He gets really slurry, and then he just falls asleep.
Oh no.
And then you start watching one by one as people just start Keek, make a wisdom saving throw. Natural 20. Okay. You are not affected by the sleep spell, but the audience directly, the audience itself starts to all start falling asleep. The party in itself is not in the is not in the spaces where the sleep spell is being angled. Specifically, Gloomsong is, because they're on the inside, they're not being targeted. And then Rose and Derail, you two have been running around and doing stuff in the corners, that there's no, you're not in the angle of where the spell is cast. But you do look out and you see that the whole room is asleep. Keek, you're staying on stage, and all of a sudden the room is asleep, and the two heroes stand up. And you're like, ah!
As they stand up, I'll quickly be like, oh shit, what's happening, and try to make myself invisible again.
As you try to make yourself invisible, you can't. You try. Go ahead. Make an attempt to go and cast invisible.
How do I make an attempt?
How does invisibility work? Is concentration, creature becomes invisible, blah, 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 blah. All right, how does count? They're going to counterspell you.
What does that do?
That stops you from doing a spell.
Oh, no. I'm in panic mode now.
Are you spelling? You're doing a spell at level 3 or less? Yes. Your spell fails and has no effect. If it's cast at 4 level, make an ability check. You attempt to become invisible, and your spell stops. Like, you look down, and they're still watching you, and they're moving towards you.
As they move towards me, I'm going to try to cast Grease in front of them.
Okay, that succeeds. As you're walking up, the fighters like slides on the grease and go ah, and slides across the stage and slides, and falls right up towards the curtain area and like falls next to it. The caster is trying to maintain, trying to figure out how to cast more spells. Sleep has a time stamp. That sleep ends very quickly. Yes, Gloomsong.
I literally flick my hands out, snap my fingers together, and I cast Hold Person on the caster.
Nice.
Ooh. Do I make a save, or does that just happen?
It is a save.
Roll 1d20. 16.
Saves.
Okay. So you cast that spell and they feel it and they're like, and they're like, look around to see who's casting spells at them.
And they're both on the stage at this point?
Yes.
I'm going to cast Entangle so that they don't figure out that it's Gloomsong.
Okay. They proceed to get entangled and they look over and they look at you and you're like, what? The backup, the bird's backup. I see how it is. And then they use some cutting words against you as they're getting ready to figure out how to deal with being stuck. The fighter's trying to
do we roll for initiative because I want to do something else.
What do you want to do?
Well, I want to take one of the trap things basically and catapult it there away.
You go ahead and you grab one of the trap. You grab one of the traps from the instruments.
Well, I don't grab it. I take it with magic, and I don't know how.
You magic it, and you proceed to aim, and you catapult it at the entangled with enchanter.
Yeah.
And proceeds to, and then you proceed to hit the target. The target is now covered in red ink.
Nice.
All right, I grab something breakable near me and throw it against the wall to make a loud sound to hopefully wake everybody up to show that these guys tried to sleep this entire performance.
You go ahead and you grab something that gets smashed off the wall, and it's like a thunderous bang. And all of a sudden, like, a whole bunch of people start shaking, and there's a whole bunch of things going on.
As they wake up, I will say in my most performer voice as possible, do you see those people there? Those are thieves. They want to ruin this show.
The crowd wakes up and it's like, what? The hero? The what? What's going on? Who's breaking up this performance? What's going on? S gets up there and starts PRing real quick. Our heroes have casted us, have put us to sleep to rob the show? And it starts echoing through the room to all the people that looks there. Our heroes are trying to rob us? And then they look over and there's a series of he casts an illusion spell, and inside the hands of the person that's red-handed is one of the golden instruments.
Nice.
And then you have the hero stand there going and they're currently stuck. You currently have them entangled. What do you want to do now?
I'm going to shout, somebody arrest them.
Okay.
I will go and do that, but I think in terms of arresting them, I'll just walk up behind them
Uh-huh.
Put a hand on their shoulders and just go, sorry, fellas. Maybe you need to learn who to trust. As I then world shape into a giant octopus and just wrap tentacles around them to hold them in place.
And with that performance into an octopus and you holding the two would-be heroes, both caught on stage trying to sleep an audience that they broke into on a performance to go and shame a performer and grab their equipment, you have caught the villains. You have caught the would-be heroes. The audience starts spreading around that this is a shameful performance on their part. How dare they do such crime? Or how dare they do such thing? And all of a sudden you start hearing in the background going, how many other times have they done something like this? And then some over the course of the next day, as they're being judged by the audience and judged by the court, sailors come up and say, when we're on missions, they do X, Y, and Z. And then their name starts getting destroyed. About 2 days later, as you're all seeing yourselves at a lovely, fancy dinner table again with wonderful cups of tea. This time, a nice tea cocktail, perhaps for Glumsong. That as S is thanking all of you for your time, energy, and effort, and proceeding to build a tale and story of the adventurers that came together to stop those that would harm the arts.
Yeah, I'm definitely having an iced tea. It's from a place called Long Island.
So, and with that close, does anybody have any how their character wraps up the end of the narrative there for them to send their character off into the sunset?
No. As they are being judged by the people, there just appear more rocks in their shoes.
Why are there more rocks every time they're?
They really deserve.
Every time they're trying to move back and forth, trying to do the performance, there's a rock in their shoe.
I get in contact with the owner of the establishment and figure out who makes the tea, and I run off to go do an apprenticeship with them.
Excellent. Rose has now been accepted into an apprenticeship role with the main tea hub of Greenport, and is starting to learn about new tea combinations and is actually being taught some super secret industry tips.
I fill my flagon with ale and head back to the forest.
Off to adventure. Derail? I don't know if they can hear us. How does your character, after the victory dinner in brunch, how does your character go off into the sunset?
Goes to the quest board and looks for another way to help.
Sweet. Sounds good. All right. And I think on that note, I think that's where we're going to wrap up today's session. I'd like to thank all my players that have come out. We're going to do a double check so that everybody's, we're going to have you go, hey, I'm so-and-so. If you could find me on whatever social media at this address, at this thing, I will put those tags in the chat. And then a sentence or so about like what you enjoyed the most of the story. And then that's our wrap up for the audience. So we'll start with Baron Glumsong.
Hey, I have been Jace, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Ace Trainer Jace. And I'm just gonna give big ups to Rose because that I just stan any character whose main objective is tea.
Excellent. We'll transition over to Rose then. Rose.
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Galgari Charm, like Golgari, except Gal.
Uh-huh. Nice.
My favorite part of, I think, just like all the rocks, Keck's rocks in the shoes, and then like Baron's constant drinking. I don't know. Really good character development. Enjoyed it.
Sweet. Excellent. Keck?
You can find me on Twitter. It will be in the description because nobody will know how to write it if I say it. And, well, I was just very happy that I could play Keck as he is because I really love him.
Nice. Derail?
And also thanks to the DM, I really enjoyed the one shot. It was great. And also, I really like the group.
Sweet! Derail?
Yeah, I'm Xander. My Twitter is Xander_4all. and I really enjoyed the Scooby-Doo capture the village. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be shut up like that. It's a good plan. And then it's like, oh no, it's going bad. How do we Scooby-Doo this into success?
Sweet. I'm glad you had fun. Excellent.
Glad you.
All right. So I'd like to thank all my players again one more time for coming and playing, and I'd like to thank all of our listeners that enjoy listening to this show. As a reminder, whatever platform you find this podcast on, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, or someone else, please leave a like and leave a feedback for us developing the podcast. And I look forward to playing with all these players again in the soon near future. And I hope everybody has a safe and good day, week, month, whatever it is you listen to this episode. And until next time, goodbye, everybody.